Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 listeners. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK Disco. 3 times. And I'm faithful. I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
That's
funny.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Hey, T-A-Z-P Live, with your host, T-A-Z. This is Night Court 13, where we say things got to go down. If we're for whatever we bring up in these different cases, or people got to go down, because there's a lot of wrong going on out here, and I'm going to spit the current events so people understand exactly what we're putting in on this court. This is the Z Appellate Court, and the docket number for today is the day's date, then the number of the questions that I asked. As an example, today's date is 04142016-001, and we're on docket number 001, and this is Felipe Luisiano. He gives 2-minute little riffs of videos on Facebook trying to uplift black people, trying to tell them the way to think in order to survive in the United States. And this is one of his 2-minute little talks, and I'll have a question after we listen to this. Again, this is Felipe Luisiano.
Some facts about Islam you may not know. This man Trump has maligned Islam to the point where people are forgetting the historical, the cultural importance of this religion called Islam. It has the longest reign in modern history of peace. For 750 years, Islam controlled Spain from 711 to 1492 with peace between Christian, Muslim, and Jew. Had it not been for the Arab culture, Western civilization would have been dead, because for many centuries, there was the Dark Ages in Europe, and they destroyed all of the works of the great Greek writers and authors. Herodotus, Socrates, Aristotle, all of them were down on the, they were ready to burn them up. It was Averroes, an Arab philosopher and writer and historian, who saved those works, translated them into Arabic, which was eventually translated into Spanish and English. Trump is saying that these people need to be barred from the country, so he's condemning a whole race for a few fanatics and madmen. This guy is no joke. Black man, brown man, even those who are white who understand better had better understand that this guy is propagating a lie. America is going to be great. I'm going to make America great. Who said that before? A guy named Adolf Hitler. In 1933, he became police chief and began to literally stake out a people called Jews and scapegoat them and say that they were the reason for Germany's demise. What is Trump saying about Latinos now? And by the way, black man, please get this clear. If they're coming for Latinos tonight, they're coming for you tomorrow. Sarah Palin said she wants to return to slavery. The head of the NRA said it's only a matter of time before we control blacks again. They're saying it into your face. They're saying it directly. And somehow we're going around not understanding what's happening. Where are the churches? Where are the universities? We should be closing down universities. We should be bringing hundreds and thousands of people to the polls so that they understand that to either vote or die. Malcolm X said it's either the ballot or the bullet. And I'm telling you that we're facing that decision right now. I wonder what might happen if all people of color decided to join the NRA. I bet you they changed the gun laws. This is sad. It is anguish, frustrating to me as a revolutionary to see what is happening to our people. We're sitting here watching this man lie to us, and he said it in Mein Kampf. Adolf Hitler said, if you tell a lie long enough, people will believe it. Listen to me. Vote or die.
That was Felipe Luisiano. My question to the jurors that's going to be making the decisions, which is DJ Carmi and Mr. Bugs. My question is, if he wins, he meaning Trump, if he wins the major election, will it be good for America? I want to know your opinion. We'll start with DJ Carmi first and then Mr. Bugs.
Well, to be honest with you, I just really feel that he is, for some odd reason. And even if Trump did win and became the president, you know, he's talking a lot of smack about what he's going to do. He's not doing anything different than most of the other candidates are just talking. Right now it's the mouthpiece. But we all know once he does enter into that realm, it will no longer belong to Trump. Because you know who's going to run this guy. He's going to be another puppet. So what he's doing is chopping it off at the mouth and trying to get all of these bigots behind him in order to, you know, win this election. If he does, I don't really see a big anything a different that's going to be going down. What about you, Austin?
I don't think it's going to be good for the country to have Donald Trump as the president, because I don't see anything presidential about this man at all. You know, like the brother said, you know, he's almost a carbon copy of Adolf Hitler. I mean, you know, to an extent, I guess. You know, I wasn't around when Adolf Hitler was around, so, you know. But
we weren't either. We weren't either.
Exactly.
Yeah,
what
y'all
were. Trying to say?
Like we all.
You know,
exactly.
But, you know, this is just my opinion. I don't think it's going to be good for the country if somebody like Trump, you know, wins the presidential election. You know, he's talking about putting up a wall around Mexico, want Mexico to pay for it, you know, get rid of the Latinos and everybody else. And, you know, it's a matter of time before he starts talking about black people, you know. So, he sort of is doing it, you know, behind closed doors, but, you know, that's just my opinion.
Yes. The judge, T-A-Z, does agree with you. He's no good for the country. His speeches is more like ramblings, off the top of the head, no structure whatsoever. He hasn't said one thing that's going to put more money in my pocket.
That's right.
Nathan. Main thing. Oh, well, if he decides to give his money to me, I don't know. I might vote for him. You know, I know I might. But right now, it's a no-go. Docket number 0, play this. And basically, the question is, do you love it or do you hate it? Here it is.
What? I can pour this champagne on my phone and it still works.
What?
Yeah, look. Kenny, I'm about to put you in a fish tank.
What?
Beth Craig.
Your phone can't do that, Max. Here, I have another.
What?
The new water-resistant Galaxy S7 Edge.
Okay, love it or hate it. I love it. So I'm going to go to DJ Kermi.
What? I love that commercial. I catch myself saying it now all the time. What? I love it. Got to give it to him.
Austin, DJ Mr. Bugs.
Yeah, I gotta love it too. Any phone that's water resistant, yeah. I love it.
Docket, I had to throw. You know, I had to throw that in. Okay, this is docket number 003. Robert Darth, 21, from Sand Kill area of Belfast, took part in a riot between nationalists and unionists in Ireland last year. He kept his face covered when he was broadcasted on TV. He then posted a post of him on Facebook with a photo showing he did participate in the riots. My question is, should he go to jail or the nut house? DJ Carmi.
The nut house. Point blank.
You have no reasoning.
The nut house.
Okay. The nut house. Mr. Bugs.
Yeah, he doggone sure needs to go to the nut house for sure. I got no reasoning. Yeah, but he needs to go to the nut house. Case closed.
Wow. Y'all, it's really rough. The jury is really rough in here, y'all. The nut
house. Hey, we gonna be worse than the OJ juror.
For real.
Okay. Docket number 4. How about the teenager who carjacked a car but failed because he did not know how to drive a stick. Should he go to jail or not? Because he didn't steal a car now. DJ Carter.
Man, that's a tough one. Man,
He didn't steal a car.
I mean, the brother, he couldn't even get it out of the parking lot. I mean, he could he get out the driveway? Come on now. It's still on the property. Let that man go. Let him go.
Mr. Bug.
He needs to be jacked up and arrested. I mean, for real. He needs to be jacked up. You don't know how to steal a car? Yeah, send his you know what to jail.
So, I guess it's a jail and no jail. I'm the judge. I'm going to have to make a decision since it's a tie. It's jail or no jail. Let me see. You tried to steal a car. You couldn't steal a car because you couldn't drive the vehicle.
You need to go to jail for that reason.
And I understand, Mr. Bugs, but I'm going to have to go with DJ Carmi. No, he's too dumb to go to jail.
He's just a stupid criminal then, huh?
I mean, he didn't.
Yeah, one of the world's dumbest criminals.
He did get to steal the car, so I'm like, well, he couldn't do the crime. I'm perplexed.
I don't know.
Okay, this is docket number 5. I'm going to play a tape of this so y'all can hear it, and then I'll ask the question after we listen to it. Here it is.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Paul. Police telling me that the deputy was just eating inside this pizza place. She asked the suspect to not grab the salad with her bare hands, and that's when things got ugly. Police say it all started with an inconsiderate buffet diner grabbing food not once, but twice without a fork.
They put fresh salad in the bowl, only to have the same woman walk up and stick her bare hands in there again.
That woman, police say, is Lindsay Williams, an off-duty Oklahoma County deputy eating lunch with her two kids, told the suspect not to do that. Seconds later,
the woman turned around and punched the female deputy in the face.
Officers arrested Lindsay Williams for assault and battery. But according to the sheriff's office, this isn't the first time she's hit someone in law enforcement. Back on March 13th, the suspect was in jail on another charge. The sheriff's office says she tackled and struck a detention officer.
My question is to the court. I know it's crazy, but my question is, if she didn't punch the officer, would she had to go to jail anyway for grabbing the salad with her bare hands? DJ Carmi.
Yeah, I say take her to jail. This is a family show, so I can't curse. Take her straight to jail. Who does that? Why would you stick your nasty hands in the salad? Why?
But you mean to tell me there's actually... how would they press charges? She just put her hand in the salad and she should go to jail? Shouldn't she be, like, banned from that restaurant forever? Or you're talking jail time.
Banned from the restaurant and assault.
Well, yeah, I got that. But my question was, if she didn't hit the officer and she just put her hands in the salad, would she go to jail or would she get banned from the restaurant?
Jail.
Boy, it's harsh.
Are you going to ask me why? Jail, because you don't know where this woman's hand has been. I think that's assault. Somebody could have ate behind it. You know, she could have had some germs on her fingernails, you know, E. coli and stuff. Like that. I say assault.
Uh-huh.
I just don't know.
Okay. Mr. Bugs, I already know your answer already, but go on.
Yeah, you should know my answer. And yeah, this is a family show, but this topic right here is hard for me, not the tough, for real. But I'm gonna try my best. She should go to jail, and like DJ Carmi said, that's almost like the sort of it is. You put your nasty behind hands in the food in a buffet, and somebody could get sick and even die from E. coli. So yeah, she needs to send her ASS to jail. Yes, I did.
To jail? You don't even know. She probably had just came out of the bathroom, and she sounded like the type that don't wash her hands. She just sounds like that.
Wow. Jill.
Okay, yeah, y'all. We tough today, T-A-Z. We tough today.
Yeah, I know. No compassion, nothing. I got another.
Not when it comes to the food.
I got another tape, and after the tape, I'll ask the question.
Video that shows a teacher in a classroom clearly going too far.
Yeah, that teacher in California had what many would call is just an epic meltdown, and the whole thing was caught on camera.
Find them! No!
Those are the sounds of screaming in a sixth grade classroom. A substitute teacher angrily berating his class. All of this apparently over a missing box of rubber bands.
And put them in my hand.
The teacher demands a student go through the trash to get them after he thought the kids took them to wear his bracelets.
That doesn't give any teacher the excuse to just go ballistic.
The vice president of the school board says the behavior is extreme.
Nothing out of the ordinary that was done by the kids. I was actually marveled at the composure of the kids, that they kind of, you know, put up with that very erratic behavior, which is inexcusable.
Parents now are outraged.
You can't treat the students like that. He has to be professional for his job.
I don't know where he got trained. He should have a good hard look at the kind of training he got to be dealing with children.
We should also tell you that he's no longer teaching in that school right now.
Okay, the teacher yelling at the kids. I have an example. I was in the third grade. One of my white friends bought a Hot Wheels car into the classroom. He was showing it around to all of us in the third grade, playing with it on his desk. The teacher caught him and told him to come to the front of the class. And the guy walked up to the front of the class. He said, "What you got there?" He said, "I got my Hot Wheels car." He said, "Ooh, it looks really nice." He said, "Can you get on the floor and drive it around for the class?" So the kid was all happy and got on the floor and was rolling it around. And so the teacher said, "Can I hear the motor?" And the kid said, "What are you talking about? Don't your car have a motor?" And the kid was like, "Yeah, well, I want to hear the motor." So the kid went, "Rrr. Rrr," as he's moving the car around. So the teacher said, "Now wreck it." And the kid said, "What?" The teacher said, "It's a car. You can wreck it, can't you?" And he just turned it upside down. The teacher said, "No, make it go fast and wreck it." So the kid made it go fast and slammed it against the wall. The Hot Wheel came apart. And the lesson was, you won't bring another car into my classroom. My question is, was my third grade teacher wrong for making the boy wreck his car?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I don't think he was wrong. I don't think he was wrong at all, actually. I mean, nobody got hit or hurt.
Well, his car got tore up.
Yeah, but nobody got hurt.
What? His feelings was hurt. He was crying. Hey, that kid was crying. His car was tore up.
Oh, man. That is a sad story, though.
You say he wasn't, the teacher was not wrong.
No. I'll give the teacher a pass on that one.
Okay. I'm the judge
that was
and
a
I'm
lesson
gonna
learned.
I'm mm-hmm. the judge and I'm gonna give my answer. No, he wasn't wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. He wasn't wrong. That kid shouldn't have bought the car there. And I know what Austin's answer is gonna be, but we'll let him go. What is your answer?
You already know what mine is. Mine is he needs to go to jail because I personally collect Hot Wheels and Matchbox cars just like TAZ. I have them since I was a kid. So So, yes, he needs to go to jail because those are collector's items. Yes, he needs to go.
Well, let me rephrase mine then, because the kid was traumatized and he didn't come to school the next day either.
Wow.
He was messed up. And we asked what his parents said, and his parents said, "You shouldn't have bought that car to school." So I'm gonna have to go with DJ Carmi Austin. I'm sorry, because he shouldn't have bought that car to school.
Yeah, but it's third grade, mm-hmm. though. You're meant to bring toys to school. Yeah.
Well, if you are told on toy day to bring toys, then yeah.
True.
Nah.
Right.
So we said that we came to the conclusion the teacher was not wrong. But
right.
even though Austin thinks the teacher should go to jail for making a wrecked car.
Or buy him another toy at the end of the year. Buy him another car at the last day of school or something. Yeah.
He didn't do nothing. We're on number 11 right now. This is the conversation me and DJ Carmi had before you came on, before the show started. And DJ Carmi asked the question about your sandwich. Would you? And I'm going to ask because DJ Carmi would eat this sandwich. I said no. I'm going to be the talker, DJ. DJ Bucks. Mr. Bucks, go on. DJ Carmi asked him a question.
Okay. DJ Bugs, would you, first of all, do you like bananas?
I do.
Okay. Would you ever eat a banana sandwich? Not with a peanut butter and jelly, but a banana and mayonnaise sandwich.
Would I ever try it?
Yeah.
Would I ever?
Yeah.
It sounds horrid and it sounds disgusting. It does. But I know a lot of people. I know a lot of people that have eaten a banana and mayonnaise sandwich, and they say it's really good.
They
me
are
personally,
delicious.
I don't think my stomach would allow me to do that. So I'm going to
really?
Go on record and say no, I would not.
Oh wow!
Thank you.
Don't know what you're missing.
The court has spoken.
My stomach would not allow me to. So,
yeah,
not my
stomach, my mouth.
Yeah, that's
you don't even know what it tastes like.
I when she said that, I said, "What? Nah, my sister."
I know a lot
of
cats that do eat that.
I thought the same thing.
Well, I know a lot of people that eat dirt, and I'm not eating dirt.
Oh, you ate dirt before. Come on now.
I'm talking about a straight up plate of dirt. I mean, yeah, every now and then I taste the sand when I eat some shrimp. Every now and then I can deal with
so
that.
So you never tasted the clay?
No.
Did you ever
no.
taste clay?
No.
Oh
no,
my God,
no.
It was so good.
I was raised right.
Oh!
Right.
I can attest
really?
To that
because
okay.
right.
parents were my grandparents,
great.
So I can attest to that.
They were the ones that was eating it, man.
I can't see how you can say you ate some clay.
You all ever heard of the chalk that the older, maybe it's a down south thing.
Maybe.
It's this white clay. And they call it chalk, just like you know, the chalk you use to draw on the board with in class.
Right.
But it's clay, and it's white, and it's real smooth, and it tastes good. A lot of the Southern women would eat that when they were pregnant because their body would crave it. It's something, some type of mineral inside of it that the pregnant women would crave. And they would eat that to ease that craving.
So what they do, go out in the ground and dig it up?
No, some people kind of knew how to get it. You have to have the special people to know what part of the clay to get. That it's no sand in it whatsoever. It's a smooth. It's like the starch you use. Remember that old Argo starch?
Well, yeah, I used to see my mom eat starch. Now I've seen that.
That's it. It's the same consistency. It tastes the same, except the clay was the bigger rocks, and the starch was the little tiny balls. Because we used to eat that too, the Argo starch.
Yeah, I could see that. And
yeah.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I ain't eating that no more either. I'm glad I'm refined. I'm glad I've came up. Okay.
You know, y'all make me want some. But I ain't afraid though. I just want to taste a little piece.
Docket number 8. While walking while texting can mean jail time under New Jersey proposals. Violators would face a fine up to $50, 15 days in jail, or both. It's the same penalty as jaywalking. The main reason is because folks are walking and texting while crossing the roads. Is it a good idea or a bad idea? DJ Carmen.
Well, speaking from experience, it's probably a good idea because I had an incident texting while walking in front of the dollar store. And I tripped on they had this little... It's up near where the handicap parking is, and, you know, they might have a hedge or two and a little grass.
Right.
I fell in that. So, you know, maybe they need to enforce that because it's really dangerous, honestly.
Huh. I'll give her a say. She might have tripped on a box of starch, but I digress. Mr. Bugs.
Yeah, it is a good idea. You know, you shouldn't be texting and crossing the street. Now, I can see the sidewalk. That's one thing. You're going to bump into somebody. Okay, whatever. But crossing the street, though, and texting, yeah, that's just crazy to me. So, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Definitely.
Especially in New Jersey, too.
Docket number 9. Man uses a gun as a hammer. He volunteered. At a school event, he was helping with construction at an elementary school. He had a permit for his gun, but he used it to nail a thumbtack in a wall. Should he go to jail? DJ Carmen.
Yes. He needs to go to jail. Come on now. You got an elementary school. You got to use a gun to beat a track in? Can't you just press that in with your thumb? All right. I don't know what you think, Austin. Jail or the crazy house?
Here we go again. I only gave jail as an option. Y'all want to put everybody in the crazy house.
Oops, my bad.
go ahead, Mr. Bug.
Yeah. I agree with the crazy house. Let's just nix jail altogether. In fact, this cat needs to be locked in a straitjacket or something. How the hell you want to bring? Excuse me. How the heck are you going to bring a gun to a school to use it as a hammer? Are you crazy or just mental? Yeah, skip jail altogether. Mental house.
On a tack, not a nail, but a tack.
I mean, he didn't shoot nobody, so he really don't need to go to jail. Just send him to the mental ward.
True.
Y'all are stupid.
He needs to be in timeout. Sorry.
Okay, this is number 10. Back in June 2005, a 12-year-old Ethiopian girl was kidnapped on her way home from school. She was taken by four men who not a week later were being chased by the police. While on the run, the four men encountered three lions, which, according to the girl and to the police, chased the men off. The lions then stayed with the girl without harming her before leaving her side as the police were searching for her and they came closer. The girl was terrified but safe nevertheless, despite being beaten by her robbers. One policeman said, "They stood ground, the lions, until we found her, and they just left her like a gift and went back into the forest." My question is, did the lions just knew the girl was in trouble, or did she get lucky, or was it a gift from God? DJ Carmen.
I got to say it was a G.O.D. I got to say that because that's just not in the way of a lion. Not in today's world. Lions don't just come around and stand up for us humans because they don't like us like that. So I think that it had to be something divine for those lions to be there to protect her.
Mr. Bugs.
The only lion that I know that ever liked people was the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz. And even in the beginning, he had a problem with the people as well. So I want to say it was a gift of God because, like DJ Carmen said, the lion just is not going to do that to a person. That's not in their nature. So
he said the Cowardly Lion. He went to the Cowardly Lion defense. What?
Hey, that's the only one I know that you know.
Where they do that at?
They didn't even hear the problem.
Well, it's because, you know, he didn't have any courage. I mean, you know, he had to depend on humans.
Yeah, that's true.
Except for the cowardly diet.
Okay, docket number 11. Docket number 11. Metro police are still trying to track down an Indianapolis man who is wanted for a shooting that injured five people, including three children, that took place last weekend. The shooting happened in an apartment building, and the shooter used a high-powered assault rifle to shoot two women and three young boys. Police say the man refuses to surrender himself to police, and everyone should assume that he is armed and dangerous. The man, Dominique Stone, 24, is wanted on several warrants, including one for identity theft. According to the police reports, investigators were told from an anonymous tip that Dominique would turn himself in, but not until later in the week, because he just wanted to chill this weekend. However, the police are still looking into identifying the two other suspects involved in the shooting. My question is, we know Dominique was wrong, but the person that called in said he wanted to chill again. Should he go to jail?
Death row. Send him straight to jail. He needs a death penalty.
Come on now. He just needs to go to jail, right?
He needs to be on death row. What's up? That's stupid. Matter of fact, he just told on himself. Do we even know the guy's name is Dominique? He'd be stealing identities and whatnot.
Yeah, that's true. But I didn't dig this deep into the story, but yeah, that's true. That's a good question.
My bad.
Mr. Bugs.
I think that he just needs to go, another cat that needs to go to the mental ward as well. Somebody's going to request to chill out for the weekend. You know he's got to be crazy. So as soon as, you know what, to the mental ward. And maybe jail afterwards. I don't know.
Okay, there's a tie because y'all got a fascination with the nut house on this show. It's a tie. Somebody has said the nut house and somebody has said jail. I'm going to be the voice of reason and say he ought to go to jail for calling in to tell that his friend wanted to chill for the weekend and he turned himself in later. And he still ain't turned himself in.
Y'all know Y'all know that was Dominique pretending to be the friend. Come on now. That was Dominique.
Okay. Docket number 12. Which one was greater? Kobe's 60 points or the Warriors' 73 victories? DJ Carmen.
The Black Mamba. You know I had to go there.
Really?
You got to go with Kobe.
I mean, a team with 73-9, and you talking about, and Kobe shot 160. Come on! Even it don't make sense when I say it. Am I right? Almost cussed. These Negroes, I almost said the other word, these Negroes went 73-9, and you tell me Kobe's last game was more significant than it? Okay. And I already know what I know what Mr. Buzz is gonna say. Because he like him. So come on, Mr. Buzz.
That's right.
You know that I knew this morning that you were gonna ask this question. I just knew that it was coming.
Yeah, I like Kobe though. I really enjoyed. Like I posted on Facebook last night, the NBA has been good to me tonight.
It was
because
good.
It
was good to me too last night.
I was switching back and forth from both games. So. But she said Kobe.
Well, lucky for me, I had the picture in picture, so I was good.
Yeah, well, I switched back and forth. I wanted the full 75 inches of my screen. Praise God.
All right.
Okay.
I'm glad you enjoyed that. Mm-hmm.
So what's your answer?
You know it's Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
big ups to Steph Curry, though. Big ups to him. I'm glad they beat Michael's record, the Bulls' record. But, you know, Kobe's my boy. So, yeah.
Okay.
Well, look, Steph Curry hit 400 threes in one season. You can't even do that on Xbox.
No, you can't. I've tried. Yes,
you
can.
You can't do that on Xbox.
That Xbox, really.
Really? That's all I'm just saying. Anyway, I'm going to go with what the people say, but normally the judge will overrule the silliness. Because it's absurd to even think that one game of 60 points is going to rival 73.
We
and
are
nine.
Kobe lovers. Come on now.
I'll let it go. We're on docket number 13. A pair of identical brothers in China married a pair of identical sisters. They are having minor cosmetic surgery in order to help with their awkward identification problems. The decision comes from family and friends who constantly complain about them not being able to tell them apart. Even one of the husbands was holding hands with the other sister. My question is, does this question their love because they can't tell who they married? I mean, is this insane?
Oh,
or what?
Man.
Should you know the person that you married? Even if they look alike, you should know. Oh, that's Becky because her tooth is chipped. You know, should you know? That's Robert because his hands feel like sandpaper. I should know what his hands feel like. DJ Carmen.
If they're having issues with identifying each other, is that what we're talking about?
That's
like,
it.
Is a husband and wife?
That's it. Both.
Well, first of all.
And both.
Because first of all, each person knows where they live. right? Ain't no need to be swapping things around because you know you're supposed to be coming to this house every night. I don't see a problem. I think so they're okay the way they are, but they know.
So they should have cosmetic surgery to change what they look like so they know.
Yo, you back?
Yo, I'm back.
We had a problem.
Oh, okay. I thought it was me.
Is DJ Carmi there? Well, it was us.
You got an echo going on.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you now.
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me get her back on. DJ Carmi,
okay.
You there? You there?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got dropped by Blog Talk. We got dropped.
Ooh. They hating?
Yeah,
they
I guess so.
No, they didn't.
Well, I'm glad we're back. I'm glad we're black. You hear me? I'm glad we're black
I'm
on.
Glad we're black too, brother.
No, on. I mean black on. Black on. Okay, the question was about them being with identical twins. Should they get cosmetic surgery?
And my answer was, I don't think they need to do that.
And your answer, Mr. Buzz?
Like I was.
No, I don't think they should know who they with, you know, when they come home. So, no, they don't need to.
Okay. And I agree. This is docket number 14. 11 million confidential documents said to be from secretive Panama law firm Mossack. I can't even pronounce the last word. It's Mossack. Were leaked in April 2016. They show how the world's richest people protect their wealth. Panama legal and tax structures make it a tax haven. Should people or companies be able to hide their money overseas to avoid taxes? DJ Carmi.
No, I don't think they should be doing that.
Now let me throw a rock in there.
Mm-hmm.
We're me, you, and Mr. Bugs, we're poor. We're really poor. Yeah, I mean, we have talked on this show and demonstrated it by eating clay. We are really poor. We are really poor. Now, if we was rich and we had some money to not be taxed, would it make a difference that you could hide your money overseas so you could keep your money? Now, let's see what her answer be.
Well, you know, is it
illegal? She changed up. I hear the gears are shifting already.
I'm just saying, is it illegal? You know what I'm saying?
It's legal over there.
Well, why not? You know what I'm saying? It ain't like they're going to jail or prison for it.
Well,
hide your money.
Once they make the rules over here illegal, then it's a catch-22. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what you say?
I gotcha.
Let them have their money or
let them have it.
Mr. Bugs.
Yeah, I agree. Let them have it. I agree.
Let them hide their money.
Yeah.
What? Y'all killing
don't
me.
Don't hide it.
But see,
okay.
she was trying to be all high and mighty when she didn't have no money. Nah, they should be cheating.
I mean, I can't get money in my hands.
Until I bought up the clay issue.
Leave it
there, Ralph. Leave me in my
Ducky number. Go on. Say what you're going to say.
No, no, go ahead.
Docket number 01515. As unlikely as it may sound, a careless baker accidentally baked his glasses. Yes. A literally a pair of spectacles into this otherwise delicious looking loaf of bread. It is not unusual for certain undesirable objects to be discovered inside our favorite foods. So my question is, should they still be a bakery anymore after baking some glasses and some bread? Would you shut them down, or should it was just an honest mistake, DJ Carmen?
Don't give it up, bro. It's time to retire, man. I mean, if you dropping your glasses in the bread dough and kneading it and rolling it all up and baking it, yeah, it's time to let it go. Close it down.
Mr. Buzz.
Shut it down.
Yeah, it really needs to be closed down, especially, you know, you dropping your glasses and don't even know it and you're still mixing it in there. Come on. Come on. Shut it down.
Docket number 01616. Police said employees at a restaurant in Minneapolis suburb of Coon Rapids got the call Friday night from someone claiming to be the fire department. The caller said the restaurant could explode, so they needed to relieve the pressure. The manager and other employees believed the caller and smashed all the windows on the ground floor. Someone placed a call in the Burger King in Suwanee, Oklahoma, on Thursday night, claiming there were high levels of carbon monoxide in the building. And they did the same thing. They smashed all their windows. One guy even drove his car through the building to stop the carbon monoxide from blowing up the building. Now he's going to drive his car through it. My question is, I agree the caller should get in trouble, but for this, shouldn't the manager be in trouble for smashing his car into the building?
Is that for me?
Yeah, it's for all of us, but yeah.
But I just want to know, what was the name of that first city? Because it sounds like you said Coons Rapids. What was the name of the first city?
Coon Rapids. Coon Rapids. In Minneapolis.
Now,
I'm going to be honest with you. It don't sound like no coons would be doing.
See, I didn't want to go there.
Well, you're the one asked about the city.
I think someone was going there. I was keeping my mouth shut.
I don't think coons would be doing this. But anyway, I digress.
Anyway. So he drove the car. Yeah, he needed to go to jail. Carbon monoxide. And you driving your car through the building.
Yeah, he went as far as ramming his car into the building because they reported a gas leak, and that was in California. That's crazy.
So you afraid of it blowing up, but yet you going to run into it and knock it down. I don't get that one. I say send him to jail.
Mr. Bugs,
I would say send them to the mental ward on this one because that's just crazy. Send him to jail. I mean,
yeah. I'm with
make
you.
It worse
I'm
driving the car into the building with carbon monoxide. I don't know. I don't get that one either.
I agree. The judge has overturned the ruling. I agree. The nut house is involved on this one. I go with you, Mr. Bugs, for once. The nut house. We're on the last one. Let me see. I got to pick a good one. Okay, the last one. pastor, and it's Kayama, which is the African name,
okay,
had reportedly asked his followers to bury him alive so he could summon more cleansing power to heal the family that had been plagued by mysterious deaths.
He asked him to bury
him alive, and he told the people that was buried he would arise, that he would come out the ground. Needless to say, he did not come out the ground. The police came. I'm talking like a black man now. The police came and got these people, gathered them up, and hauled them to jail, talking about, why did you bury the minister? And he said, because he said he would arise. He would come out the ground. My question is, should the people who buried this fool be in trouble? DJ. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I say they need to go to jail because they could have put a straw or something on the man's lip so he could, like, breathe or something. They just...
She been watching too much David Copperfield. Drawing is my... What? Mr. Bug.
Yes. The congregation, the deacon, the pastor's wife, a whole daggone church needs to go to the mental ward for that.
And they need to dig him up and put him in jail.
Yeah.
Well, he needs to be the
ringleader.
That's right.
You talking about the guy that got buried?
If y'all didn't
hear me, the guy that got buried died. He didn't come back up.
We know that.
Okay.
But when he arrives, he's
going to
be in jail.
That's right.
Let me go through and give a repeat on the decisions made tonight in the Z Appellate Court. After the guy did the little talk about Trump, we said Trump was no good for America. Lil Wayne commercial, we all said we loved it. The man that was on in Ireland who reposted he was with the riots, we said he should be in the nut house. The teenager that carjacked the car, couldn't drive a stick, I overruled it and said, no, he shouldn't go to jail because he was just dumb. the lady picking up the food with her hands at the restaurant, everybody said she should go to jail. The teacher, my teacher, that made the boy wreck his car, we decided that the teacher was not wrong. The banana and the mayonnaise sandwich is just nasty. I couldn't say it any other way. Walking and texting was not a good idea. The man bringing a gun and using it as a hammer at the elementary school, we said the nut house. The girl with the lion, and the lion's protected her, gift from God. Should the man that phoned in the excuse for the guy saying he wanted to chill, we said he should go to jail. Kobe was the answer, even though the judge said it was the Warriors. Does the twins, they should be, should they have a surgery? And we agreed, no, they shouldn't. They should know who they love. Should people be able to hide their money overseas? After further review and the discussion that we are poor, folks realize, yeah, if we get rich, we need to hide our money. The bakery, should he bake glasses anymore? We all said, hell no. I agreed with the callers, but the guy smashing his car into the building. We all called him a nut. He should be in the nut house. And the last one, should this fool who would bury me and I could come back out of the ground, should the people that buried him go to jail? And we said, yes, they should go to jail. I want to thank DJ Carmi. I want to thank Austin, a.k.a. Mr. Bugs, for being in the house.
Welcome.
I'm gonna play one song to end this session, even though we got jacked up for about 5 minutes because they were tripping.
Right.
This song is me and me and J-Bug, my cousin. This song is called Almighty, a gospel song. We did it in 2005. This is a long time ago song, but this is called Almighty, and I will see you next week. Again, thanks to DJ Carmi and Mr. Bugs for being on Night Court 13.
No problem. Have
all right.
Blast.
No doubt.
Thank
no doubt.
You.
Strides and press on. The Savior's touch graced my life. Now I can see the light. So happy He's inside of me. Now everything's right. That's the power of the Almighty One has touched my life. That's the power. The Almighty One who's touched my life. That's the power of the Almighty One. He's touched my life. Said that's the power of the Almighty One, He's touched my life.
Here I go again, from the bottom to the end. Life is a shambles, reach out, touch a friend. Don't have to explain, He's filling me for real. Deliverance in His feet, show favor to my deal. Believe in His words, have faith in your heart. Show patience and spirit for a brand new start. Alive in His goodness, for blessings I will run. Shout it from mountaintops, He's the Almighty One. One.
That's the power of the Almighty One. He's touched my life. That's the power of the Almighty One. He's touched my life. That's the power of the Almighty One. He's touched my life. That's the power of the Almighty One touching my life.